Hashem. Starts off with the word honor. How do we know? Nema kan kapar. It says here by his power, a lashon esef for forgiveness. Venema lahalan b'chariv. It says by chariv also kapara. So Rashi says nema kapar b'chariv b'maisa ego. Ulay achapro be'at chataschem. And Moshe Rabbeinu was mespalo to Hashem. He's been mechapiu for the avir of the chet ego. Now ma lahalan just like we did by the chet ego for honor. He says the lashon of honor over there is afkan b'honor. Who did he also by his power? Yom Kippur. He also says lashon of honor. Rashi says, Mal Halam Bono, Ono Choto Amazir. Rashi Rabbeinu said, Ono, he started off with. But just like the Kapara by the Eagle was with Ono, who had then on his power of Yom Kippur is also with Ono. Now, how do we know you say Ono Hashem? How do you know you have to say Hashem's name? Say the Shem of Mepharish. Uminayin Sheb Hashem. How do we know he said the Shem? Like Rashi says, Ono Hashem. Nemakan Kapara. Venemro Be'egla Rufa Kapara. Be'egla Rufa, somebody was killed and they found the body outside the city. You bring an Egla Rufa. And there it says Lashon Kapara. Mal halam b'shem, afkan b'shem. Just like Be'egla Arufa was done with the shame, here also was done with the shame. Rashi Be'egla Arufa, Kaper li'amcho Yisrael asher padiso Hashem. Says the word Hashem there. So you see, with the kapur, with the vidu, it has to be Hashem's name. So here also, by the power of Yom Kippur, it also has to be with Hashem's name. Verse says, the Amr Abayi, Bishlei mechariv me'egla Arufa lo'yalev. We don't learn out from the Chet Ha'egel, from the Kapara there, from the Indian of Egla Rufa. My heavy, heavy. Trashi, Loima Shiesham Askaras Hashem. We don't learn out to say about that by the Egel. There was also Hashem's name mentioned there. Because the Mar says, my heavy, heavy. Trashi, Kfar Ovar, V'yesh Shalachar. Like it happened already, you can't go over again. So it's not the gay to learn out one from the other. Egla Rufa, Telef Mecharif, but the Kashra is Egla Rufa, that's a mitzvah Negei L'Dorois. So, Bizoi, why don't we learn out from the Chet Ha'egel? Just like over there, the Kapara start off with the Lashon of Ono, who are then by Egla Rufa. It's not enough just to say Hashem's name, but also you should have to say Ono Hashem. Why don't we learn out Egla Rufa from the Chet Ha'egel? It's the same way we're learning out the Par Yom Kippur from the Egel and from the Egla Rufa. So you have to say Ono Hashem. Why don't we say the same thing by Egla Rufa also? You have to start off saying Ono Hashem. Maybe some Enoch Nami? Who said not like that? Maybe by the Egla Rufa was also that way. They used to say Takwan Hashem. If you are Tanan, we said we learn like this. Hakana Moimrim, Kapel Yamcha Yisrael. By the Chet, by the Egla Rufa, the Kana would only say Kapel Yamcha Yisrael. Vilu Bono Lechomar. The Enoch Nami, they did not say Ono. They were like Kash, what was that Kash? Let's talk a little bit of Shrekai. As Master, by the Egla Rufa, they did not say the word Ono. So as a Kash, why not? Why don't you learn out Egla Rufa from the Chet Egel? It says Kapara Kapara, that the way he has for Kapara, the Vidui, should be with the Lashon of Ono Hashem. So we're not blessed by Kashem, we don't know why not. In the Beis Hamikdash, they used to answer, Baruch Hashem Kavod. Tanya Rebbe Yoyna, Ki the Pasuk says, Ki Shem Hashem Ekro. Whenever we mention Hashem's name, is Habogodil Elokeinu. We have to give back Dulut Hashem. Is Omalem Moshe Yisrael. Moshe said to Klai, so this is what I mean to say. That Bishor Shani Maskir Shemesh Lakodesh Baruch Hu. The time when I say Hashem's name, Atem Hovu Gedol, you have to go give back Shvach to Hashem. In other words, you have to say, Baruch Hashem Kvoy Machus L'Olam Vod. You have to give Shvach back to Hakodesh Baruch Hu. Chananya Ben Achai, we have Yishu Aymer, Zeche Tzadak Levrochem, Omer Lehem, Novel Yisrael, that Bishor Shani Maskir Tzadak Olamim, Atem Tznu Baruch Hu. Zeche Tzadak Levrochem also means at the time when we mention the Tzadak's name, then they need to give back a Baruch Hu. So, of course, it's like a Kabbal Chaimah. So, if we mention Hashem's name, Havada, we have to go and give a bracha back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So that's how we dash from Yishem Hashem Ekro, Havagodel Lokeinu, that goes in the base of Mikdish, Hakoponim, you had to answer back when you said Hashem HaMafarish, you had to answer back, Baruch Hashem Kvar Mechusel on the Void. Hey, this is one drosha. Other drosha, the Gemara and Bracha learns out from this, Birchas HaTorah. When we say Yishem Hashem Ekro, when we say Hashem's name, which is the Torah, like the Ramban says that the whole Torah Shabbat is Kula Shemesh LaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're all made up from names of Hashem. So when we mention Hashem's name, Havagod Lokeinu, first we have to make a bracha. That's the limud to say Birchas HaTorah is Midiraisa. Right here the Gemara is saying, Stam, when you mention Hashem's name, the base of Midrash, the Shem HaMafarish, there's name Havagod Lokeinu, answer back, Baruch Hashem Kvar Machus HaLolam Vod. Alright, stop here.
Here by the Mishnah, the Flamen Zion Amar Allah. Yeboloi lemizra pazora. Now the Kohen Gadol, after he said the vidui hanit par, now he walked downward to the east side of the Azor, all the way down. Litzofen amizbeach. He still has to be on the tzvoin, on the north side of the mizbeach, which is the north side of the Azor still. Now haskan yemino. When he walked down there, the skan, the second in charge, was on his right side of the Kohen Gadol. For rosh beis av mismoli. And the head of the beis av, like every day, there was another beis av of the Kohanim that used to do the avoid of that day, so the head of that day, the Rosh Beis Av, was Mismoyli. He walked on the left side of the Kohen Gadol. And they walked, up until now, he was all the way up, near the Ulam. Now he walked downwards towards the entrance of the Shar Mizrach. And Visham Shnei Sirim. Over there, by the Mizrach, by the beginning of the Azara, were two Sirim. Shom Shnei Sirim. The Kalfei Hoise Shom. And there was a box. In this box they made the two gerolis. That's like it shows now for the two siri izim which one should be Lashem and which one should be Lazozel. Shel Ashkeroya. It was made from wood, and the gerolis is the pieces of wasn't paper, it was made out of pieces of wood that it was written on it. One was written Lashem and one was written Lazozel. Hoyu. Yeah, Shel Ashkeroya Hoyu was made from wood. The Osen Ben Gamlo, now this Kohen Gadol, Ben Gamlo, when he became Kohen Gadol, he made it Shel Zohov. He made it out of gold. As up until then, we used to take the Gerolas to choose which seer should be Lashem, which one should be Lazozel, you should just use wooden pieces. And he came, he made a golden piece. And the Chum liked what he did. He did a good thing. They gave him like a Yashakirch what he was doing. They said, he did mitzvah, you're making it from gold now. Now, Mishnah has a few other things that they changed later on. Now Ben Kotin, like another Kohen Gadol, also Yud Beis Dad Lekir. When he came, the Kiyah usually Shaloi Hoya Loi Elishnayim. Usually the Kiyah, that's the big bucket of water that you take from the, it's a Kli Sharis that the Kohanim on a Kaddish their hands in the morning, that they take the water from the Kli Sharis from the Kiyah. So up until then there was only two sprouts of water coming out. He made that there should be 12 sprouts that water comes out from. And we'll see in the Gemara why. That in order that all the Yud Beis Kanan that took care of the Korban HaTomid should be able to wash the hands at the same time. The Yafu also did another thing also. This Ben Kotin. He also made the Yafu Oiseh Muchni Lekir. He made a type of a system to lower down the Kir. Muchni is like a galgal, a wheel, that to lower down the Kir into a bor, into a mikvah. Shilayiyu Meimov Nisolam Belina. Because that the water inside the Kir should not have a psul leaner on it. Was Alachur is the kiyur, this basin of water, was a klisharis. And any time you put water into it, it was mekadosh the water. The water has like a kedush saguf on it now. So you're only allowed to use that water the daytime. When it stays overnight, it has a psulina. The next day, you can't use it. So it's not nice that the water in the kiyur should become posel. See, made an eitzer is, will lower down the whole kiyur, the whole basin, they used to put down at nighttime into a mikvah. And the water overnight will be attached to the mikvah, so therefore there wouldn't be a psulina on it. There wouldn't be any psulina, since like the water is like bottled to the mikvah water. So that's what he made. He made a special way to lower it down into the well, so he made like this muchni. That's called this galgal, this type of a wheel, to lower it down. Munvas hamelech, another thing happened, was munvas hamelech, ho yoise kol yodois hakelim, shayim hakipur shel zov. He made all the handles of the kelim that the Kohen Gadol used on Yom Kippur, he made it from gold. He only made the handle and not the kli itself. And the Gemara is going to ask the question, why didn't he make the whole kli, the whole vessel out of gold? Why did he only make just the handle out of gold? Now see, the Gemara answers, we're talking about the knife. So the knife, you can't make the knife itself out of gold, mashmah it's not so sharp then. So he can only make the handle out of gold. Yehilni Imoi, his mother Hilni, she also did something. Is also saw Nivreshes Shelzov. She made a golden menorah. Nivreshes means a menorah. Shelzov made out of gold. And our Pesach Heichel used to leave it at the entrance to the Heichel. Now, and we'll see in the Gemara what happened from this. When the sun first came up in the morning, it used to the rays used to hit the menorah and was shining out. Everybody could tell that now it's time to say Kriya Shema. I will see this in the Gemara. But she made a nice menorah that they made out of gold that they put by the Heichel. The Yafi, Hilna HaMalka also made. The Yafi also saw Tavla Shelzov. A Tavla used to mean like a plank, a big piece of gold she made. She Pasha Soiter Ksuv Olehem. That she let them write the Pasha Soiter on it. And they used to hang it in the base of Migdish like. So any time a Saita came to the Beis Hamikdash, that the Kohen had a right, the Pasha Saita, the Kohen used to look at this tablo and just like copy it over. Just like all the psukim of the Saita written on this tablo, they used to write it over. So she made this beautiful piece made out of gold. Now Niknor, another thing happened to Beis Hamikdash was Niknor, name of a person, Nasu Nisim Lodal Saisov. A lot of miracles happened when he brought two doors to the Beis Hamikdash to be used for Yomaskir and Eishon Leshvach. And the Chomim also gave him the big Yashar Koyach. It was nice what he did. Like we'll see in the Gemara, and that's why it's called the first entrance when you come into the Azara on Mizrach, on the east side, is called Shar Niknor after his name. Because of the Nisim, the miracles that happened with him. And we'll see all this in the Gemara. Let's see the Gemara now. So again, the first part of the mission was that the Kohen Gadol now walked to the bottom part of the Azara, walked all the way down to the east side, but also Tzvoino on the north side of the Mizbeach, and there were the two Gerolis, the two Siriizim, the two goats, that used to make the Gerol to choose which one should be Lashem and which one should be Lazozel for the Avodah Shem Kippur. So Gemara says, Mi deka Omar litzofen HaMizbeach, since it says when he walked down to the east side, he still had to be the north of the Mizbeach, says Mashma, the east north, is Mechlal the Mizbeach lav bitzofen koi. The Mizbeach itself was not at all on Sofen side of the Azara, but rather the Mizbeach itself was completely on the Dorim, on the south side of the Azara. Like the Mashal here, let's say this whole thing is the Azara. Now there's a middle part of the Azara. Smack in the middle, to the right of it is called Dorim, it's called Sofen, it's called north, and to the left of this point is called Dorim, it's called south. So the question was, the Mizbeach for sure was on the south side, and it was 62 amos long. Now the question is, did it only come mamish until the middle point? So at the end of the Mizbeach, that's where on the right starts Tzofen, starts north. But if you go on top of the Mizbeach, there's no part of Tzofen. On the top part of the Mizbeach is still called Dorim. That's the question. Where exactly was the Mizbeach? So our Mishnah is Mashma, you have to be Tzvoino on the right, on the north side of the Mizbeach. Mashma, the whole Mizbeach was on the left side of the Azara, was on the Dorim side of the Mizbeach. And therefore, Tzofen started on the right of the Mizbeach. That's what's mashma for now, Mishnah. Heiz mi dekom al Tzofen ha-Mizbeach, mechlau de Mizbeach lav b'Tzofen koi. The Mizbeach itself was not on Tzofen side of the Mizbeach, of the Azara. Is mani. Who does our Mishnah go like? So Gemara says, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. It has to go according to Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. The Tanya will not like this. The Pasuk says, v'shoch rosa al yerach ha-Mizbeach tzofen lofnei Hashem. So Gemara just brings down the end of the pasuk. Tzofeinu lefnei Hashem. That means sheyehet tzofen kule ponui. That the whole tzofen, the whole north side of the Azara should be empty. So the Ritva speaks out, even though it wasn't really empty. On the right side, we had the tabois we had before. There was shochanas there. So it means it has to be empty for the purpose of a shechita. Whatever you need for the shechita could be there. You had to have tabois ring there to put the head of the animal inside there. You had to have shochanas there to make to clean out the insides of the animal. That would tzorach hashechita, that could be. But the whole right side of the Azara had to be pony and cleaned out to be tzorach hashechita. Where was the Mizbeach then? The complete Mizbeach was on the Dorim side. So our Mishnah goes like Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. Give Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. The Mishnah before, we said before, when the Kohen Gadol used to say his vidui on his poroi, where was he? It had to be on Sofen side. It wasn't mamish adjacent of the Mizbeach. It was further up. It was more towards the Ulam. So we said, who holds that further on top of the Mizbeach, albeit it's on Sofen side of the Azara, is called Tzfoina? It went according to Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon. So who the Mishnah before goes according to Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon. And now our Mishnah is going according to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, so we're asking for a stira. Because the Havimina before was Mashma, before the Mishnah said, Bolo yetzo paro, paro hayo oimed ben ulam ul Mizbeach. Now the Havimina is, the ulam was like this. We said now the Mizbeach, let's say it's right some over here, the Mizbeach. So the Mashma, he was on top of the Mizbeach, between the ulam and the Mizbeach. So Mashma, the Mizbeach itself is on Sofen side. But that was Mashma according to Reb Lezer Reb Shimon. He went to do his vidui on top of the Mizbeach, in between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, which had to also be on Sofen side of the Azara. So Mashma, the Mishnah before holds that the Mizbeach extended into the Sofen side of the Azara. Therefore, if you walk on top of the Mizbeach, in between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, you're also called B'tzvayna. And now we say, no, this Mishnah goes according to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov and holds no. So if you go on top of the Mizbeach, you're not called Sofen, that's called Dorim. Sofen side of the Azara starts after the Mizbeach finishes. Tchurot Tastiru to Mishnaisen. So Morian says, Reb Aresh Reb Lezer Reb Shimon he, the Mora no, Kula Reb Lezer Ben Yaakov he. V'toni b'bein ulam ulam izbeach. The Mishnah before does not mean that Mamish, the Kohen God, was able to go like Mamish on top of the Mizbeach in between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. Avad, any part of the Mizbeach itself is on Durham's side. The Tzofen side only starts after the Mizbeach. It just means on its upper right hand corner. Just means on near the Ulam, in between the, where the Mizbeach is, but not right on top of the Mizbeach. Avad, more towards the right of the Mizbeach. You have to be on Tzofen's side. Smell is no stira. That we hold, at least these two Mishnayos hold, the whole Mizbeach was completely on the Durham side of the Azura. And the Tzofen starts after the Mizbeach, that's where Tzofen starts. Then the Mishnah says, Haskan b'yaminoi v'rosh beis av v'smoili. So Haskan was on the right of the Kohen Gadol, and the beis av, the rosh beis av, was b'smoili on his left side. So the Mora Kaz, the Mora, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Yehuda says, Hamahalich li'yamin rabbi yareze abur. If somebody walks and he's going on the right side of his Rebbe, he's called like a bur, an empty person. So Rashi says, yareze abur. Afilu b'derech eretz ein aboki. He does not know hilchos derech eretz. Mashmah, it's not nice to walk on the right side of your Rebbe. That's what Rebbe Yehuda holds. Sfet Gemara Kasha, Tanan, it says, Na Mishnah haskan b'yaminoi, v'rosh be'sav b'smoili. It says the skan, the second in charge, walked on the right side of the Kohen Gadol, and the rosh be'sav walks on the left side. Mashmah, you are allowed to walk on the right side of your Rebbe. V'yoyed, Nocha Kasha, Tanya, Shloisha shayim alcha maderech. The three people are walking together on the road, and there were two Talmidim with the Rebbe. Is harav b'yemtza, the Rebbe should be in the middle. Gadol b'yaminoi, the bigger Talmud is on the right side. V'kotim mismolo, the smaller one's on the left side. But I call upon him, you see, you are allowed to walk on the right side of your Rebbe. V'chein matzino b'shloisha malchi asharis, the same thing we find by Avraham Avinu. When the three malachim came to Avraham Avinu, they were also standing in a row, and not one behind the other. She'abo eitzel Avraham, michoil b'yemtza, he was in the middle. Gavriel b'yaminoi, urefoil b'smoiloi. So you see a ladder walk mamish in a straight row. You don't have to walk one behind the other. It's all not like Rebbe Yehuda. Shrashi. Gimel shoyim alchem aderech layecho zeach hazeh. You're not supposed to walk like mamish like Rebbe Yehuda says, one behind the other. Elo b'shurachat, you could walk in one line. V'chein metzinu b'malchi asheres. Medechsev shloisha nitzovim olov. Mechlal shebishurachat hevi kaimi. Zeh etzel zeh, in a straight row. These zechazek, as if they were going one behind the other, ain't zeh nitzovim olov el rishon. Who was standing in front of Avraham? Only the first one. Since it says all three, mashmah, they were in their one row. So you see, the kids, you are allowed to walk on the right side of your Rebbe. So it's a kashan Rebbe Yehuda. And for the Gemara, Tir Gemara of Shmuel, Bar Papa, Kaimei, the Rav Ado, Kedei Sheyeschase Boy Rabbi. When do we say it's also, like Rashi says, when did Rabbi Yehuda say you cannot walk on the right side of your Rebbe? You shouldn't walk in front, only in back of him. When we say you're not allowed to means shava b'shava, mamish on the right side of your Rebbe, like you're covering him up, that's not nice. That's not there covered. You have to walk a little bit behind him. But to walk right on the right side of him, like you're covering him up, that's no good. Here it says that they walked on the right side, not mamish, or not the same line as him. They were a little bit in back of him. For the Morva Tanya, Mahala Keneged Rabbi, Harei Zabur, it says, no, if you walk in front of your Rebbe, it's not nice, like an empty person. You don't know Hilchot Derech Eretz. Achura Rabbi, if you walk in back of your Rebbe, Harei Zemegasi Ruach. It's not a nice thing. So what are you telling me now? You walk in back of your Rebbe. It's not a nice thing to walk in back of your Rebbe. So Marensha is the mitzade that's dudi. What we're saying now is true. Don't walk in front and don't walk in back of him. Walk on the side of him. But on the side, not mamish side next to your Rebbe, just a little bit in back of him. That's the way you're supposed to walk. Trashi the mitzade that's dudi. Loy etzel mamish, not mamish right on the side of him. For loy achura mamish, not on the back of him. Just means a little bit. You're like near the Rebbe. But you're also on the side of him towards the back. That's okay. That's the way you're supposed to walk. A little bit like the diagonal of your Rebbe. That's the way you're supposed to walk. Right. Then the Mishnah says, V'kal fehoi seshom. Why did the Kohen Gadol walk backwards to the east side of the Azara? because that's where the kalfi was. That's the box. That in there they had the two gerolas. That they used to choose which sir izim should be for Lashem and which one should be lazozim. Tana rabbonin. Learn to the price like this. The pasuk says, "Finos and Aaron al shnei hasirim gerolas." On the two goats, Aaron puts a gerol. He puts this lottery, whatever we pick out. So it says lashon gerolos. So we dashin gerolos means shakol dover. The lottery, the pieces could be made from anything, from wood, from paper, whatever you want, it could be made from. Now yochel, I would think from this pasuk, yitin shnayim al zeh, shnayim al zeh. It says lashon of al shnei hasirim gerolos, lashon rabin, plural. Mashmi should put two lotteries on one and two on the other one. Talmud Leimah, right away the pasuk says no. Goyra lecho lashem, only one goyra, one piece says lashem on it. The goyra lecho lazozel, and one says lazozel on it. That's all. Now ein kan lashem ela goyra lecho. There's only one goyra for lashem. The ein kan lazozel ela lecho. There's only one goyra for lazozel. So the Gemara Yochel, I would think, yitain shel shem v'shel lazozel azeh. True, like each goyra has to be separate. But I would have thought maybe you should put one and one on one. V'shal shem v'shal azos lazeh. And another animal also you should put first the one lashem and then the one lazos on both of them. So Rashi explains then how would it be the choosing then? If you put both on both of them, so Rashi's mashmasam, this is the mitzvah what to do. Which one will choose? Whichever one we want to will take later lashem. Whichever one we want to will take later lazozel. But maybe the stam and mitzvah of gerolos, stam to put on top of the animal, both one lashem, one lazozel. Which was mashmino that avada. First, we do the choosing. First, we take out one and choose the one which is lashem, and then we choose the one that's lazozel. But maybe just after you choose it, still there's a mitzvah maybe to put on both animals one lashem, one lazozel. Talmud Leima, this the pasuk says no. The chulus repetition is saying over again. Talmud Leima, goyra lechad lashem, ein kan lashem alechad. No, there's only one girl, only one lottery that says the word lashem on it. V'ein kan lazozel alechad. There's only one piece that says lazozel. That's all. And the coin gold are picked, and whichever one came out on his right hand, that's what he put on top of the right animal, and whatever came on the left, he put on the left. So we're only saying one lottery for each one. For the Gemorium came, Matam Olei Megarolis. So why does the Pasuk say, V'nosan Aaron Ashnei Asirim Gerolois? Why does it say, Loshen Rabin Gerolois? And the Gemara, Sheiyu Shoven. It means both girls, both little pieces, should be alike. Shulayase Echad Shel Zov Yechad Shel Kesef. One can be made out of gold, and the other one out of silver. Echad gold of yechad cotton. They have to be exactly alike. One can be bigger, one can be smaller. They have to be alike. Goyrolois. Then before we dash in, it says loshen goyrolois shall cold over. You can make it out of anything. Doesn't it have to be made out of gold or out of silver? Could even be made out of wood also. For the more pshita, of course, why not? It's only a lottery here. Like we're picking out which one should be. What's the happening to say it has to be like something special? So the more yes, lois srichas, I would have thought like this. Look at the time, like we learned. Lefisha mitzinu bitzitz. We know that the beggar, the coin gold, the wears it sits, it has the words Kodesh Lashem on it, it has Hashem's name on it. Who shall Zohav? And the mitzvah is the dafka to make it out of gold. Is Yochalav Zekain? Maybe here also the mitzvah should be to make it out of gold. Talmud Leimah, the pasuk says, Goyrul Goyrul Riba. No, there's an extra word, it says two times Goyrul Lois, just to be marba, anything you want you can make it from. Rebil shall Zayas. You can make it out of olive wood if you want. Rebush shall egos, make it out of nut wood if you want. And rebush shall ashkarua, another type of wood if you want. You don't have to make it out of gold, out of silver. If you want, you can make it out of wood. That's just limus from Gerolois. As even though on one of them you have Hashem's name written on it, so don't learn out this from the tzitz to say a dafka needs gold. That's the chiddush here. No, you can do it without it. Right, and it says Ben Kotin also Shnei Mosa Davlikir. He changed over the kir. Up until now, only had two sprouts of water coming out, and he now made another 10. There should be 12 altogether. Torn the gunon to the price. Why did he do this? Why from the kir, the basin of water, did he make so many sprouts coming out? Kidei sheiyu shnei moser ochi b'kahanim who asukim b'tomid mekadishim yadayim v'raglayim v'asachas. He wanted that all the 12 kahanim that take care part in making the korban tomid every morning, they should be able to wash their hands altogether. That's why he made 12 sprouts and all 12 kanim could be mekadosh their hands together. Torna, we learned like this. Shacharis b'meluyoy, in the morning they used to fill up the kiyur to the top. There was a lot of water in the kiyur. Mekadosh yodav raglav min elyon. Any kanim that came to mekadosh their hands in the morning, they would use a top sprout. And since there was a lot of water, it was filled to the top, so there was pressure on top. You could use this top sprout, the water would come out from there. Mashen came arbus, and it came towards the evening already. Then be ridosai, when the water level came down, like you only filled it up in the morning, or if they had to fill it up maybe in the middle of the day, they filled it up a second time. But usually they filled it up in the morning, and they wait until it went down and down and down. So more towards the afternoon already, where the water level is lower, then mekadish yodavrag v'minatachten. Then the answer is, use the bottom sprout, that's where the water will come out from, and that's the way you mekadish yodayim v'raglayim. But mundas hamelech, right, v'yafu osu muchni l'kir. And the second thing that Ben Cotton did is he made this muchni, this wheel, to lower down the kir into the well. My muchni, what does muchni mean? What do we make? Or Rabaya Gilgola, a wheel. Tevi Meshakeyale, with this wheel, it was able to lower down the whole kir into the well. Today, that at night time, when the water should not have a psulina, it shouldn't become pustel overnight. So they used to put the whole kir down into the mikveh, into the well, so the water would be bottled to the well water, and there wouldn't be psalachal of psulina on it. So he used to make a special type of a lowering system, this wheel, to lower it down. But then, munvas hamelech osa kol yodas hakelim. The Mishnah says, munvas hamelech made that for Yom Kippur, all the handles of the kelim, the Kohen Gadol used, he made them out of gold. For the Gemara, v'navdinul didhu, dissolve. Why did he only make the handle? Why didn't he make the keli itself out of gold? Let him take the kli and make it out of gold. Why? What's that for the handle he made out of gold? And the Gemara, Rabbaya, biyodo is sakinin. We're talking about now the handles of